kids. So I wanted to do something a little bit new today. I know I've done these types of podcasts before, so I wanted to hop on and kind of explain what I've been doing for the past month and the reason why I haven't been blogging. So I have been so busy with work and all the crazy things that I've been doing. But this month, you probably won't see a lot of blog posts from me. You will likely see a lot of these podcasts. Also, I'm going to San Antonio for about 2 weeks. So I'm going to Periscope my trip, just bits and pieces throughout, as well as all of my daily Snapchat rants that I typically do every day. So be sure you're following me on those. I haven't completely fell off the face of the world, but I've just been kind of falling off with blogging just because I have been so busy. So a few posts ago, I talked about how I took a big leap of faith and decided to join Rodin and Field, which I think a lot of people were surprised about and also kind of questioned what I was thinking because I already have my hand in so many things, which is the same reaction I had when my friend originally came to me with this opportunity about 10 months ago. She was a working mom with 2 young kids at home and a husband. And I was thinking to myself, I cannot believe that you just had a baby and you are going to take on this crazy business. So I sat on the sidelines, watched her for 10 months, you know, keep telling me how amazing this was and how she thought I would do so great. And I kept seeing her posts on Facebook. And honestly, I just really didn't think about it, to be honest. I didn't ask any questions. I just kind of read what she was posting and then kept going on with life. Now, fast forward about 10 months and she posted that she was leaving her full-time job. And I was like, what? From selling skincare? Which that kind of sparked the idea in my mind. Why haven't I asked her about this? Why haven't I gotten more information? How is this person able to make that much money selling skincare and be able to support her family? So just like most people who join this business, I think it's hard to join something when someone tells you that it's awesome before you actually see results. And it took 10 months for me to join. And I'm not just saying this because I'm in the business now. I really, truly wish that I would have signed up 10 months ago with her because I see how much time freedom she has as well as financial freedom. And I really think that it's amazing. Now, I have been doing it for 1 month. I started August 28th. So September 28th was my 1 month. And I will say I am even surprised about how awesome it's been. I didn't really know what to expect. I had no clue if anyone was going to buy anything from me. I thought I would probably lose half of my Facebook friends. I'm a pretty private person. I don't post a lot of things on social media, especially about my family life, just because it's really no one's business, honestly. So I will say that was probably the hardest part for me was posting, you know, 1 to 2 times a week, these before and after pictures and trying to express through Facebook about how amazing these products are because I actually do use the products. I've been using them since June. So it was hard for me to kind of overcome that. And I also had a lot of hesitation because I didn't know what people would think. I was worried that people would think I was crazy, that people would think negatively about me because I was posting all of these pictures on Facebook and trying to sell skincare. And the moment that I joined, the moment that I told my close friends and my family, who I had already been talking to about it, and they were so supportive of it because ultimately they know the reason why I'm doing this. It's not just because it was a great idea on a whim. I thought about this for a few months before I actually decided to take the leap. And they understood that. And they were really supportive. And I will tell you that I started posting on Facebook. I started reaching out to people. And something just clicked for me. I just honestly did not care what other people thought. If they want to block me on Facebook or they need to unfriend me because they don't want to see my posts, then that's fine. They can do that. I'm not going to be offended. It's not for them, and I completely respect that. Now, I saw something on Instagram or Pinterest maybe, and the quote was something to effect of, I used to care what other people thought, but then I realized that their opinions didn't pay my bills. And that basically sums my journey so far with Rodan and Fields Up. I stopped caring what other people thought of me, and I started putting myself out there with this company because I do stand by the products, because I do use them. And people got interested, and there was a lot of excitement around it. And so for that, I am so thankful that I decided the leap and join this company, because this business truly is amazing. And one thing I'm even more excited about is I've been able to share it with my friends. I am growing my team. I am making more money. I'm also helping my friends make more money, because honestly, who doesn't need extra money? Who doesn't have student loans, bills, car payment, rent, mortgage, whatever it is? This can help you, whether you want to make $200 extra dollars a month or you want to make $10,000 a month. You can do it, because all you have to do is have consistency, take the time, and put the effort in, and you can do it just like all these success stories that you're hearing. Now, I understand that it's hard to believe that if you don't personally know someone, and that's kind of how I felt. But you can ask me questions. If you are the slightest bit interested, ask the questions. Call someone that you know who's doing it. Message me and ask people that you trust, that you know is not going to try to sell you on anything, that will truthfully give you the honest answers. Because that's what I did to my friend. I asked her probably 10 questions a day for 10 months. And I just really wanted to know, what are you making? What was your paycheck last month? How many products did you sell? How many team members did you have to sign on? I needed to know every bit of information to really understand what the hype was about this. And now that I understand and I'm involved, I totally get it. So to sum this up, 1 month in, I'm so happy that I did this. I would love to share it with you. So message me if you have any details. I'll be back later with more podcasts. Thanks for listening.